WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back again with another dose of love and life wisdom. Today, we're diving into something super juicy, discovering your love language. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, not another relationship cliche, stick with me because this stuff is seriously gold. I promise it's more than just figuring out if someone prefers roses or a heartfelt letter. It's about unlocking the secret code to deeper, more fulfilling connections in all areas of your life, whether that's romantic love, friendships, family, or even your relationship with yourself. Think about this. Ever felt like you were giving your all in a relationship, but something just wasn't clicking? You might be speaking different love languages. Imagine trying to have a conversation with someone who only speaks Mandarin and you only know Spanish. Total communication breakdown, right? That's what can happen when we don't speak the same love language. So, what are these magical love languages? There are five main ones. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Think about it this way. Words of affirmation are all about verbal expressions of love, compliments, encouragement, kind words, basically making someone feel seen and appreciated through your words. Acts of service, on the other hand, are about showing love through actions. Doing chores, running errands, helping out, these little gestures speak volumes. Receiving gifts, well, that's about feeling love through tangible expressions, thoughtful presents, surprises, anything that shows you're cherished and remembered. Quality time is all about giving someone your undivided attention, putting away the phone, really listening, engaging in meaningful conversations. It's about being present and making them feel special. And finally, physical touch, hugs, kisses, holding hands, cuddling. These are ways we express love through physical connection. Now here's the cool part. Everyone has a primary love language, the one that makes them feel most loved and appreciated. But don't worry, you can speak all five languages. It's just about understanding which ones resonate most with you and those around you. Imagine this. You have a friend who thrives on quality time. Spending an evening watching their favorite movie together, engaging in deep conversation, that's how they feel truly loved. But if you're constantly showering them with gifts, it might not hit the same way. Think about a situation where someone made you feel incredibly loved and appreciated. How did they do it? Was it through words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, or physical touch? Once you identify your love languages, you can start speaking them. You'll be amazed at how much deeper your connections become when you speak the language of love that truly resonates. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine Sarah is in a relationship with John. Sarah loves receiving gifts. It makes her feel cherished and special. John, on the other hand, feels most loved through acts of service. He loves it when Sarah helps him with chores or runs errands for him. Now, if Sarah keeps expecting romantic gestures like flowers and chocolates, while John focuses on doing practical things around the house, they'll both end up feeling unfulfilled. To create a truly loving and harmonious relationship, Sarah needs to express her love through gifts, and John should learn to appreciate those. While John needs to make an effort to shower Sarah with verbal affirmations or quality time activities she enjoys. It's all about understanding each other's unique love languages and speaking them. So remember, love is a beautiful language, but it's not always spoken in the same way. By discovering your own love language and those of the people you care about most, you can unlock deeper connections, foster greater intimacy, and build relationships that truly thrive. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on love languages? Have you discovered yours yet? Share your experiences, insights, or any questions you have in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and spread the love. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with more love, life wisdom, and those feel-good vibes we all deserve. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.